We have with us today Katie Widrick. She is the founder of the weekly blog called Fit Blog.
It's a Twitter chat.
It's a Twitter chat. It's great. It's every Tuesday at 9 p.m. She is also...
Are you there involved in that?
Not yet. I will, though.
You're just
I like that.
Kind of
no,
lurking.
I like to interact.
You're a lurker.
I like to interact.
You're a lurker.
I'll do that.
You're not an interactor.
I am an interactor.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm not an interactor.
She's also the executive producer of the Boulder Media Group. It's a production company out of based out of Central Florida. She is a great show and a lot of great information. And it's a 30-minute program. Features people, you know, as they get older, what they're doing to stay fit. And welcome to the show, Katie. How are you?
Hi, guys. I'm great. And thank you for that amazing introduction. I think that's the best I've ever had.
Really? That's the best?
It's because Katie wrote it and handed it to you.
No, absolutely not.
It's certainly the most fun.
So, Katie, first of all, Central Florida. Is that where you're at?
I am. I'm actually in the Orlando area.
What do you do in Central Florida to stay fit? What are some of the things that you need to do? Or is there any – because I think of Central Florida, I think of like the
all those strippers?
I think of the Everglades. I think of the Everglades and
the
it being
Everglades
really hot.
Aren't near Orlando?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're driving distance. And we're not that close to the Everglades, although I will tell you that when I'm on my run, there are all these retention ponds and there are alligators in almost everyone. So it kind of feels like the Everglades in Orlando. But for my fitness, it certainly depends on the seasons. As you guys know, it can be very, very hot here in the summer, and it's beastly to be outside. But I'm a runner, and I'm a triathlete, and I love to go to the gym as well.
Yeah. And listen, I think Florida, they've lost a couple of people, those runners, at night. Women, right? Correct? With the alligators. They've been attacked. You have to be careful at night.
You have to be really careful. In fact, dogs get eaten up all the time, which is terrifying. I've got 90 pounders. I think they can hold their own, but I'm hoping to never find out.
Now, have you ever had an incident, anything that's come up when you're running and stuff, where you're like, I don't know, I hear something rattling? Anything?
You know, I haven't, and now you've made me want to be hyper-vigilant, although I did a half marathon in Clearwater Beach, which is just about an hour and a half from Orlando, and about mile four, maybe four and a half, I looked down, and there was a giant black snake, and of course, that only made me run faster.
Yeah.
Yeah. That helped my finishing time, but that does kind of stay in the back of your mind. Alligators, I'm not so worried about. It's certainly a threat. Anytime you're outside here in Florida, between the bugs and the gators and the
here's a tip, Katie. I'm from Florida. If you just rub the alligator's stomach, they fall right asleep.
Oh, they like that.
They fall right asleep.
Well, I hope to never find out for myself, but I'll keep that tip in mind.
Very good. Now, Katie, tell us about the Twitter chat. Tell us, first of all, how'd you get started and, what's the purpose of it?
Sure. Well, it was interesting to hear you guys talk about, you know, your upcoming speaking event at FitBlog, and because that's really where FitBlog Chat started. I attended just as a regular attendee last year, and I found myself in one of the sessions where there was just an incredible discussion going on. And, we talked about everything from body image to, being responsible bloggers, all the way down to what the laws are when it comes to what we do. And I think it was probably maybe an hour, 90 minutes tops, and I walked out of there feeling like there was so much left to discuss, that we really had only scratched the surface. And if you remember, a year ago, Twitter wasn't nearly as big as it is now. And I had been involved in some very basic Twitter chats that I thought were interesting. You know, maybe 25, 30 people would show up. And I thought, well, why don't we take the issues that we were discussing at FitBloggin' and try and do a Twitter chat? And I thought it would be once, and I thought 30 people would show up. In fact, I was looking back at my blog from a year ago when we launched the first chat, and I was so hesitant in that post. I said, is anyone going to show up? Whoever shows up, I'll be happy. And
right.
We had almost 200 people that first week. And the response was so big that it's now a weekly event. In fact, sometimes we do it several times a week, and people use the FitBlog hashtag all week long. It's really a chance for people to build community. And what I really like is that in some ways it levels the playing field. We have bloggers that come in and they're full-time writers. They're getting huge traffic. And then we have people that are coming in that are blogging just for fun, blogging as a hobby. And everybody can come in and answer the same questions at the same time and get the same amount of attention. And there's a new word that has sprung from it that I love. I didn't come up with it. It's called blends. And that's what people refer to each other as now, and that's for blogging friends.
A blend.
Exactly. Blend. And I love that. And I love when people who will probably never meet in real life meet, and I'm using air quotes here, meet on Twitter and feel a connection and feel like there's someone like them that they can turn to and get advice and support from, laugh with, you know, help build their blogging credentials. It's really an amazing event.
Oh, I wonder if that's because people refer to me as a blurk a lot. I wonder what that means.
If that's the worst thing people are calling you, you're probably okay.
A blasthole. I guess maybe it's related. I don't know. Now, Katie, can you kind of walk us through, like, say you're a novice, you don't know anything about Twitter. How does someone who's totally new get involved and kind of learn about this? I'm referring to Dr. Fitness.
Yes, Katie, isn't the most important thing to come up with a good name? Shouldn't you have a good blogging name, a good Twitter account name?
You know, it depends on what you're using Twitter for. And there's no wrong answer. The wrong answer is to not get involved at all. I'd much rather see someone coming in and tentatively trying out Twitter with whatever name, if it's their full name, if it's their blogging name. Certainly something that's catchy and easy to remember is helpful, because you're going to be trying to remember to put the at symbol in front of the name. And to go back to sort of keep it on a basic level, because we do have a lot of people that come in that are brand new every week and have never done a chat like ours before. All you need to know is that when we refer to something like a FitBlog hashtag, it's literally the pound sign and then a word. And it's essentially a tag that you can use, whether it's for a chat or an event, that cuts through and filters the massive amounts of conversations that are happening. So what you can do is, if you're trying to take part in the chat, when you include the FitBlog hashtag, pound sign FitBlog, in your tweet, what we can do is we can filter it so we only see tweets with that hashtag. So it can be kind of crazy. As you know, Twitter moves very, very quickly because it's real time. And when people use that hashtag, it helps you actually have a chat where the other stuff doesn't invade.
So how does somebody ask a question? Like, if I put the hashtag or the pound sign FitBlog, and then I say, have you ever heard of this new diet pill? And then mm-hmm. I would want somebody to respond back, and then does just a bunch of people respond back, or are you facilitating this? How is that working?
It's a little bit of both. Now, during the chat, we actually, for that 60-minute time period, we have a moderator that will start prompts, basically. And every 10 minutes, you'll see Q1, have you heard of this diet pill? What do you think of diet trends in general? Q2, what's the craziest thing anyone's ever told you about health and fitness, and so on. Every week that moderator changes, and every week the topics change. So there's always something to answer and someone to follow. The rest of the week, so every time outside of that 1 hour chat, that's exactly what you do. You ask your question and you include that hashtag, and because people know to look for it, you will almost certainly get an immediate answer, and usually from multiple sources.
So
and I've seen people, go ahead.
Will they respond back to me personally because I asked the question?
Yes, that's exactly the way it works. What they'll do is they'll actually either retweet you, which just means that they are answering your question with your original question included in that status update, or they will just respond to you including your at symbol and then your Twitter name and then answer your question. And I know that for people that might be listening that aren't on Twitter, they're probably overwhelmed with ads and hashtags and status updates. The website that we've set up is fitblogchats.com, and we have a full FAQ section there, and it goes down to the detail of what the heck is Twitter, how do I sign up, all the way up to how do I get questions answered, you know, what's the hashtag. So for anybody that is interested in taking part, whether it's FitBlog or any of the other fabulous chats that are happening, you know, I definitely want to send them there and let them know that there are some resources.
You know, Katie, it sounds like a good side business would be like Twitter personal training. You know, where like people come over the house and you show them like how to, you know, tweet and all that stuff. That sounds like a good business model.
It really is, and it's a burgeoning business. I have a lot of friends now that are getting into social media, and it's like you said, it's personal training. I love that. I've never heard it, but I'm going to steal it and pretend that I came up with it, because that's exactly what it is. It's exactly like when you go to the gym and you say, I want to lift weights, I want to learn how to run a half marathon, where do I start? And you have someone that walks you through. That's exactly what Twitter is. Now, the good thing is that there are plenty of people out there that are doing that and will actually come to your home, like you said. But because the internet is so amazing, you can get almost all of those tips through Twitter and just asking, like you said. I know that those posts on my personal blog on katiewitchrick.com tend to be the most popular as well. The how-tos, the what the heck is a hashtag, the how do I sign up for Twitter.
Right.
So you're absolutely right.
You know, it's funny. I actually used my Twitter account last week, or actually maybe it was the beginning of this week. You know, and I got some good information in terms, because I'm interested in buying that new Nike sports watch, the Nike Plus watch by TomTom. And mm-hmm. I know that they've released it. I know some people have it already. I know they're not going to release it until the beginning of May. But it's expensive. It's about $200. And I wanted to see what people thought of it already. Because the one thing, you know, I use that little Nike Sports Plus watch. And it's just quick. It may be not that accurate. But, you know, if I'm going to get one and it's going to increase the accuracy, I want it to be good. I don't want to trade it off for the same thing. And I just posed it on Twitter. Does anybody have it? And I got a couple of responses. A couple of people said that they did and they liked it. And there's people. If you have questions, even if it's not even in your Fit blog in your Twitter chat, but just if you have questions, people will randomly answer them if you just put it out there.
It's really amazing. You know, people ask me why Twitter? Why are you so into it? And I just keep coming back to that word that we talked about, and that's blends and community. And you know, I think there's a stat out there that when it comes to health and fitness in particular, that you almost never, you know, go to the company and buy it and then hope that you did the right decision.
Right.
You know, when it comes to doctors and products, you always ask your friends, you always ask your family, and you're looking for that honest opinion. You know, crowdsourcing is huge. And you're absolutely right. If you're buying a product like a watch or something, that's huge. But then think about if you are really struggling with your health and fitness journey. You know, maybe you've gained weight when you thought you had done things correctly, or maybe you want to know about the latest diet trend. It becomes even more powerful because you're not just talking about something that you might waste your money on. You're talking about something that you might waste your life on. And that's so powerful.
Yeah, that is. That's very true. And not only that, companies that are selling their products, they're out there and they're listening as well. Just to give you an example, I wrote about – I love those veggie patch, those soy meatballs. And I just posted. I'm like, these are great. You know, I just had a bunch of these veggie patch soy meatballs, fantastic with spaghetti and meat sauce or meatless sauce. And I got a response back, you know, that they're following me now and that they – thanks for the post on you know, about the product. So the companies are also are out there, and they're looking and they're searching you and trying to see what people are saying about their product, which I think is great, because maybe it might change the way the companies are making their products, or if they have enough complaints, people are going, you know what, we'd like to see this, and the companies would respond to that.
It's really huge, and I think that not only that they do respond, but the way in which they respond is really important these days. And I know from personal experience, I've had bad interactions with products or services. I've tweeted about it or blogged about it, and I much prefer the companies that come and say, you know, we saw what you said, we're changing it, and we apologize. I will then go back and use that company again, you know,
right,
even though my initial experience was bad. And you know, getting back to the FitBlog chats for just a moment, I've really been interested to see how many companies and brands are coming into the chat, which I love because it shows that there's a person behind that Twitter handle. And with so many of the companies that I'm loyal to, it's small businesses. It's people that had a great idea and put their time and their money and their passion into it. And having them come in and be part of this community that usually would be built in, of individuals is a great way for them to get exposure, but not in a spammy commercial way.
Right.
And I'm just thinking of, you know, on Twitter, I know we've got Jen You Can and Arctic Ease and Fit Studio and some other brands that come in and they talk about their personal struggles, not, you know, what their company is struggling with. And I love being able to see that because it makes me want to spend my money on them.
Right.
Rather than the no names. And there have been some others. We've talked about it in FitBlog chats. You know, Chobani, I know, and Stonyfield are huge brands for our bloggers. Attuned Foods. We've got a lot of great brands that have really leveraged the power of Twitter and of communities.
Well, you know, we a lot of times people ask us because, you know, we Lee and I have been we've been doing our show, our podcast for since 2005. And people always ask us the same questions. Just like when they ask the famous people that do podcasts, how do you turn this stuff that you're doing? You guys do a lot of work, but how do you turn this into money? You know, how does it become, you know, where do you see the money in this stuff?
My secret is I have Dr. Fitness pay me for showing up here. So just ask him and he writes
you
a
check.
You
have to have rich friends. That's the key to this whole thing. Have rich friends. What do you tell people about, you know, what you do about blogging and about the business aspect of this? And, it, you know, and where do you see the future in this, Katie?
Great, great questions. And if you look at, you know, any successful blogger, I imagine they'll tell you that the most emails that they get have to do with making it pay off. Now, I will tell you that I'm very, very lucky because I have a 9-to-5 job that I'm passionate about, that I love, and that helps me pay the bills so that I can do my blogging in downtime. So I completely understand that that's not necessarily the case for everyone else. But in terms of actually making money, you know, there are some very technical answers, things like find the appropriate ad network for your space. You know, I know that there's Federated Media and Food Buzz, to name just a few, and that's when you agree to put an ad on your website or multiple ads. And then based on the number of page views you get, you'll get paid a certain rate. You know, that you can also, especially if you're just getting started and you don't think that the page views will be enough, you can certainly work to find individual sponsors for your blog.
Right.
So if your topic is running and you are loyal to a specific brand of running shoes, it cannot hurt to call that shoe and say, here are my stats. I'm just getting started, but I'm passionate. I love you guys. And would you be willing to buy a small ad on my website? What I want to make clear is the realistic side of blogging is that you will put a lot of time and energy into it if you're a good blogger. And you will spend a lot of time hustling and getting people to come read it, and you're going to have to work just as hard to make it pay off.
Right.
I think in the end, you know, I know it's cheesy to reference Field of Dreams, but if you do it and you do it well and you do it passionately, the page views will come, the sponsors will come, the money will come. But
Right. You're
definitely going to have to make it clear to people that you are looking to monetize
right.
it.
And one of the things that I think that we found, too, with the importance of doing our show and trying to bring information and share it in a comical sense, is it the people that we've met and the networking that we've met and the people we've met has really catapulted us and moved us to a whole nother playing field. And I think people discount, they look at the bottom line and say, well, how much money you're making, you know, versus look at all the people and look at where we've been to and look at where we're heading, as opposed to what's that bottom line in terms of the bottom line income. Is that correctly? Would you say that?
No, not at all. We do this for the money, and we really don't care about anybody we talk to. And I'm just waiting for Katie's check to clear, and then I'll say nice things about her.
Now, Katie, I want to talk also about your the production company, the TV show, Growing Boulder. Tell us about that. What is that involved, and how do we get the fat guy on that show showing how a fat guy struggles?
Or start a new show, Growing Fatter. Maybe we can work on that.
Do you know the fat guy? Well, I want to tell you something. The fat guy recently had an experience where he got back. He hasn't played racquetball in how many years? About 10 years?
20.
No, it can't be 20 years. 15. It was the last time we blew out your knee when I was playing
15.
With you. Anyway, so we were playing the last time about 10 years ago, blew out his knee, hasn't played racquetball. He played last week. He thought he was going to die, thought he was going to have a heart attack. He could barely stand up, and now it's motivated him to get back into shape. Right, Lee?
No, it motivated me not to do anything.
Yes, he's already over the hill. So this show might be he may need to watch this show to get inspired to do stuff.
Well, we can make that happen, and thank you for asking about it. Growing Boulder is a television and a radio program that are both heard all around the country. Growing Boulder TV is a television show that is a motivational, inspirational, and it's all about people over the age of 50 that are just loving life. They're pursuing their passions. They're going after their dreams. And as you can imagine, a lot of the stories end up coming back to health and fitness and wellness because that's the number one thing we're all concerned about, whether we're 20 and we're thinking about how we want to live when we are 50, or we're 50 and we're thinking about how can I continue to live well until I'm 60, 70, 80, et cetera.
Right.
So the show, we profile a lot of masters athletes. We've got some amazing rock and roll Hall of Famers. In fact, Roger McGuinn, the founder of The Burst, for our show, and he's a big fan of Growing Bolder. We have people that – all of our stories really come down to people that believe it's not about age. It's about attitude. And it's so inspiring to be around them. While we are a show that certainly talks about aging and the things that we encounter as we get older, it's really – I mean, the active lifestyle is the most important piece of what we do. It's the people that survived cancer and then decided to go climb Mount Everest. It's the people that survived, terrible – automobile accidents or other health scares and then said, okay, that was my wake-up call. It's time for me to make a change now. It's never too late. And we're in our second season right now of national distribution, and season three is going to be coming up, and it's really been a blast. I can tell you it's changed my personal life. It's changed my own take on health and fitness, and I don't think that I would have had that same journey had I not worked with Growing Bolder.
Now, that must be really cool to be, every story you're doing is so inspirational. That must kind of inspire you. It's kind of a cool thing to be around. Every time, every week you're meeting somebody who's inspirational. That's kind of cool.
It's extremely cool. And I can tell you that because I worked in a television newsroom for years, and my lead story would be the shed fire, or it would be the drug deal down the street, or it would be some awful crime and grime story. And in order to fit that in, the first story to go would be the inspirational story about somebody that really was making a difference. And for me, that was a major burnout. And so when I came to Growing Bolder, I appreciated every single positive story that we were doing so much more. And not to be just, again, a total cheese ball or super aspirational, but I honestly think what the stories that we're telling on Growing Bolder, they're changing the world. And it's not just us. There are some other great companies that are doing this. But you're right. I can't walk into work and think, woe is me, for very long.
Right.
Because that day I'll be meeting somebody that nearly died in a bike crash and now holds the world record for time trials on the bike at 70 years old, or somebody whose family member was devastated by injury and now they've come back and they're running marathons all over the country in their honor. It's very difficult to be in a bad mood or to be negative about life when you work here.
Yeah, that sounds like a great job.
Yeah, it sounds. It must be easy to go to work every day.
It's incredibly easy, and honestly, even on the days that I'm not meeting someone to do a story on, my boss is actually the world record holder for a master swimming freestyle relay team, So he's one of the fastest over 50 swimmers in the entire world, and he's here in our office. So if I ever need inspiration, I just look into his office. And it was his passion and his mission to start Growing Bolder about 5 years ago. So we've come a long way. We have a lot more to do. As you said, we're a teeny tiny company, and we're trying to change lives all over the country. But I think we're having an impact. I hope we're having an impact.
And Katie, where can we see it? Where can we watch it?
Sure. What you can do is we actually have a schedule posted at growingboldertv.com/schedule. So it's growingboldertv.com/schedule. You just type in your zip code and you can pull up where the episodes are airing. Now, I will say, guys, I did a little reconnaissance, and Atlanta is one of the few markets that is not carrying Growing Bolder.
You're kidding me.
No, I know. I was shocked too. All of the major markets except for Atlanta. So here's what you can do. If for some reason we're not in your market, we're in almost every market in the country, but if for some reason we're not, you can just call your local public television station and ask them to start Growing Bolder. It's really easy for them to add us to the schedule, and we're airing right now.
Katie, do you recommend asking or yelling? What would be better?
Yeah. And even more effective is when you donate money.
Oh, you donate money. Really?
Or say you're not going to donate money unless they put their show on.
That'll work too.
I'm pulling my funds.
My name is Turner. My first name is Ted, and I'm pulling all of my funding out of this if you do not put this on. Wow, that sounds...
Hopefully they won't call your bluff. But thank you for asking. And then we also do put all of the episodes online. So if for some reason your station still doesn't program Growing Boulder, you can go to that website, growingbouldertv.com. We put all of the videos up there, plus some really fun behind-the-scenes blogs, photos, and more from our staff.
Cool. Now, do you get to, like, work out with these athletes, too? Do you get to do stuff yourself with them and, you know...
A lot of times we do. In fact, one of the people that's on our television show this season is Rowdy Gaines, who's the US Olympic medalist swimmer.
Right.
So it's been amazing to go with him. And Mark, who's my boss, actually swims with him on a relay team. So between us, we definitely get to work out with some people. In fact, I mentioned that 70-year-old that crashed on his bike and he really did almost die. In fact, he holds the Georgia time trial record for his age group on the bike. His name's Sandy Scott, and when we showed up at his house, he was trying to bench press. I don't even know what the weight was. It was something incredible, and I was so intimidated that I just couldn't get down on the bench. I didn't want to embarrass myself, but we've met some big names, which is always fun. But I will tell you the everyday people that we meet, they're more inspiring to me because they're relatable. You know, I feel like if he can at 70-something hold the world record on the bike, then at 31, I should be able to at least ride for a half hour.
And right.
I find, you know, that's a little dangerous, though, because I find myself wanting to do everything that these guys do.
Right.
Between the Ironman triathlons and the, you know, swimming 3 miles. And
right.
That's
sure.
a little dangerous.
Yeah. Well, listen, and you're also going to be speaking at the FitBlog in 2011 in Baltimore, Maryland, coming up in May, correct?
That's right.
Well,
I'm very excited. I'm speaking about branding, and I'm working on the presentation as we speak.
Wow, she already started, Doctor.
Well, it has been such a pleasure getting to talk to you today and getting to know exactly what you're doing. And if people want to check you out, go to FitBlog, Twitter chat, as well. Again, give us the
FitBlogChats.com. That's FitBlog, one, right?
Right, FitBlogChats.
FitBlogChats.com, exactly. And you can find all the information about taking part in the weekly chat. And then my blog is katiewidrick.com, and our TV show is growingbouldertv.com.
Fantastic
stuff. Does that cover everything, Katie?
That is a lot of stuff. You're a busy person, Katie. Very busy.
I am busy.
How do you fit in the workouts? How do you get the workouts in plus doing all this stuff?
I don't sleep.
You don't sleep.
There you go.
No, that's only – it's a bit of an exaggeration, but I do. But I really feel like you guys do, you know, health and fitness to me is another – it's another job. And it's, for me, it's crucial that I fit that in because without it, I don't have the energy or the passion to do the, you know, the Growing Boulder or the FitBlog chats. Working out to me is a top priority. So I fit it in even though it's tough.
Well, we loved having you on the show today. We definitely want to have you back on the show and talk more about the Twitter chats. Maybe after the FitBlog in 2011, we can find out, you know, if anything's changing and how the chats are going as well.
That sounds great. And it was such a pleasure to talk to you guys. I love listening to your show.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you having you on today, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Sounds good, guys. See you soon.
Have a great day.
Bye.
That is Katie Widrick. Check her out at katiewidrick.com. Lee, give us the other websites, too, that you can find stuff that she's involved.
She
FitBlogChats.com. Is that correct?
Do you want me to do it, or do you want to just keep guessing random URLs? Whichever you prefer. We can go either way.
I'm going to go with you.
Whatever way you want to go. FitBlogsChat.com. That is where you can get information about those Twitter chats. You can go to Katie Widrick, KatieWidrick.com for her blog. And then if you're over 50 or want to share this with someone over 50, go to growingbouldertv.com and learn all about that TV show, which is available on your public television stations.
What if you're 45?
I'm sorry. Find your own show.
You got to come up with a different show.
Yeah.
And thanks again, Katie, for coming on the show. And also, when you're online, check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com.
Correct.
Great information, great past interviews.
Lots and lots
of interviews. Lee, we've been doing this since 2005.
That's hundreds of interviews.
Lots of interviews. Yeah. More than hundreds. Are we up to 1,000 interviews yet?
Five, possibly.
We have to be.
Could be.
Don't you think?
Could be.
Probably about 1,000
interviews.
We've
had a bunch of repeats.
Bunch of books that we've written too, right?
Two.
You Can't Lose Weight Alone, the Partner Power Weight Loss Program.
Correct.
Also, most recently,
35 Things to Know to Raise Active Kids.
by Turner Publishing.
No, by us.
It's by us, who was printed by Turner Publishing.
Yes. They're doing a great job.
Great job. Absolutely.
It's a little orange book. It's like, what's that? Is there some, there's a little blue pill, and ours is a little orange book.
And we're going to have to write another book pretty soon, Lee. You know that.
No, I do not.
We're
know
not
that.
Done.
We're not done. There's the, more wisdom.
The train
wisdom.
Is not. We're not coming. We're not bringing the train into the station yet.
Maybe we should do a book on seniors.
Seniors. Yeah, we're 45. Acting, you're 40. What? 7? 48. And I'm 45. We're not right. seniors yet.
Together, we're almost 100.
Together, we are. We should do maybe a book on injuries. How many injuries we've had?
Seniors.
And how we've treated them?
Over 50.
Over 50.
Boomer. Boomer Fitness.
Boomer Fitness. Dr. Boomer and the Fat Guy.
Yeah. My next co-host.
Maybe not. Okay.